It was a singing of psalms by the Christians in Milan that began to penetrate the hard heart of the worldly St. Augustine. Later on, he recommended the regular praying of psalms for those who were under his care in the city of Hippo. The Desert Fathers of the 3rd and 4th centuries established a precedent of regularly praying through the psalms that was taken up by monks and pastors throughout the Middle Ages. In the Celtic tradition, boys who were set apart for the priesthood from an early age learned to pray the Psalms as a first stage of their training. Brendan, for example, could pray the entire Psalter by memory by the time he was 10. Columba had learned at least some of the Psalms even before he could read. The liturgical chants, which have given order and majesty to the worship of the Church from its earliest years, were largely composed of psalms. So were the Book of Hours, lay devotional guides that developed during the medieval period. The Protestant reformers were no strangers to using the psalms in worship. Luther, Bach, and Schütz put the psalms into the vernacular and adapted them to more familiar and accessible tunes so that congregations could join together in worshiping the Lord with the psalms. Calvin learned the practice of using the psalms in worship during his stay in Strasbourg, and he wrote, "Furthermore, it is the thing most expedient for the edification of the church to sing some psalms in the form of public prayers by which one prays to God or sings his praises so that the hearts of all may be aroused and stimulated to make similar prayers and to render similar praises and thanks to God with a common love." The first book published on American soil was the Massachusetts Bay Psalter, building on traditions with which the people were already well acquainted in order to sustain and guide their worship in the New World.